USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The vice presidential debates from Utah. VP Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris. When asked how a Biden presidency would have handled COVID, Senator Harris thinks better than President Trump.
Well, the American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. And here are the facts. 210,000 dead people in our country in just the last several months. Over 7 million people who have contracted this disease. One in five businesses closed. We're looking at frontline workers who have been treated like sacrificial workers.
Vice President Pence says the numbers would have been way worse had a Democrat been in office rather than President Donald Trump. He says the numbers proved our president is capable of leading us to a better society, a healthier society. You are listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Commissioner Roger Goodell is telling teams they better start taking coronavirus protocols seriously or else.
The NFL says its teams need to get serious about adhering to COVID-19 protocols, and if they don't, it could cost them dearly. In a memo to all 32 teams, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said compliance to health and safety guidelines is mandatory and that failure to comply could bring some serious penalties like fines, the loss of draft picks, or even the forfeiture of a game. The league's tough stance on compliance comes after having to delay the Week 4 matchup between Kansas City and New England and having to reschedule a game between Tennessee and Pittsburgh that was to take place this past weekend and moving it to Week 7 in the wake of several positive tests. The Titans have been dealing with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak, with 20 organization members, including 10 players, testing positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is the Miami Dolphins have been given the green light by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to allow full capacity at Hard Rock Stadium. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
U.S. hospitals must start reporting flu data to the federal government or face losing federal funding, Health and Human Services Department officials said Tuesday. Hospitals currently report positive and suspected cases of COVID-19, fatalities, and admissions on a daily and weekly basis and will now be required to report the same numbers for influenza. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention currently tracks flu hospitalizations in just 14 states and uses modeling methodology to estimate how many people are infected, hospitalized, and killed by influenza across the country every flu season. The U.S. is facing the threat of two deadly respiratory viruses, flu and coronavirus, circulating at the same time. Well, Michael Jordan's done it, and now LeBron James will have the honor of the front of the Wheaties box. General Mills announcing the Lakers superstar will take over Serena Williams' serial duties. They say they chose LeBron to celebrate his efforts both on and off the court, most notably his work off the court with the I Promise program. And Johnny Nash, the guy who sang the infectious, happy 1970s hit, I Can See Clearly Now, has passed. The singer's son confirming the 80-year-old died at home of natural causes. He was born in Houston, Texas, made his debut as a major label artist back in 1957 with a hit single, A Teenager Sings the Blues. I'm Val Dior. You're listening to USA Radio News.